Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you. With Valentine's Day approaching, being 2 days away, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is reminding residents to stay alert when using dating apps and matchmaking services. Nessel has reissued her consumer alert, cautioning that while dating platforms can help people connect, they may also pose privacy risks, scams, and costly contractual obligations. Nessel encourages consumers to carefully review privacy policies and contracts before signing up for any service. She advises users to safeguard personal information, avoid sharing easily traceable email addresses or phone numbers, and thoroughly read membership agreements to understand how their data will be used. For those meeting someone in person for the first time, the Attorney General recommends choosing a public location, informing a trusted friend or family member of the plans, and reporting any abusive or suspicious communication to the dating platform. The alert also highlights concerns about location-based or in-person matchmaking services, which can involve contracts costing thousands of dollars. Consumers are urged to closely examine agreements for total costs, cancellation and refund policies, transfer options if relocating, service guarantees, and definitions of what qualifies as a match. Nessel warns against high-pressure sales tactics and verbal promises that are not clearly outlined in writing. Anyone who believes they have been misled or victimized by a dating service is encouraged to contact the Michigan Department of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Team by phone at 517-335-7599 or toll free at 877-765-8388 or by submitting a complaint online. And Charles Bruce Hiltz II has waived his right to a preliminary examination. This means his case will bypass the initial probable cause hearing and move directly to circuit court. Hiltz's attorney clarified a plea negotiation, noting that while two firearms were involved, no ammunition was seized, removing that from the forfeiture agreement. Hiltz confirmed his waiver was voluntary and without coercion. He is now scheduled for an arraignment in circuit court on March 16, 2026, at 9 a.m. When we come back from this Autumnwood Deckerville sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Autumnwood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing on with our local news, in a recent court decision, Andrew Wilbur has been sentenced to 6 months of probation for disturbing the peace, despite the prosecution's push for incarceration. The judge adopted the recommendation of probation officer Jesse Osentoski, opting for probation over jail time. Wilbur's probation comes with strict conditions, including 24 hours of community service due by June 1st, 2026, and a ban from Sweet Fire Tobacco Shop in Bad Axe. He also faces $615 in fines and costs payable by June 30th, 2026. A 15-day jail sentence has been suspended, serving as leverage of any probation violations will trigger that jail time. In a separate matter, Wilbur received an unsuccessful discharge from probation for a previous stalking case, incurring an additional $200 fine on top of the $755 already owed. The court's ruling emphasizes compliance with clear financial obligations and a jail sentence hanging in the balance should Wilbur fail to meet his terms. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you.